I met Ricky senior year in high school. He moved from Seattle that fall. In school I was invisible, but Ricky changed all that. We started dating, and I'm not overstating when I say we were perfectly matched. In the classrooms and hallways, it was me and Ricky always permanently attached. And it was me and Ricky every lunch hour, holding hands in the cab. Me and Ricky mocking the teachers. You should have heard us laugh. Me and Ricky hot and sticky at the back of the bus. I knew when things got tricky for me and Ricky. We would always have us. Before Ricky, I never had a boyfriend. Guys just never saw me that way. So when Ricky set his eyes on me, well, I fell fast and hard.
Wow, 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 wow.
If Ricky beckoned, I'd be there in a second. For him, I changed my wardrobe and hair. My friends, they were weary, found Ricky kinda scary. But they were jealous, I'd swear. And it was me and Ricky cutting classes, getting high in the dark. Me and Ricky stuck in detention, trying not to let on. Me and Ricky grabbing a clicky round the back of the gym. Jesus, I needed him. People told me that Ricky was bad news. They said ditch him and run. Far too often good women throw their lives after men.
I'm nothing without you.
But Ricky told me that I was who he lived for. Ricky left me, in fact he left completely. I woke up one day, he was gone. Took my wallet, my laptop, my jewelry, my phone, and my dreams. To prove that he was here, Ricky left a souvenir, a little gift that can't be returned. For once I was clever, got rid of him forever. Lesson painfully learned. And now there's no more Ricky, no more reminder, no more life left to waste. One simple procedure, and now that memory's erased. Now I'm picky with guys I meet like Ricky. Now I'll make a new start. They can hug me and squeeze me, do everything. left with that part.